Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. Final preparations ahead of fair have started here on the ranch. The Custer County style review is history. My son Zane received a red on the jacket he put together. It might have been a case where the project took a week longer than the enthusiasm lasted, but he likes his jacket and is ready to move on to finishing up some of his other projects. I've had a lot of fun with the three shows I did this past week, and have three more in the coming week. Maybe I'll cross trails with some of you folks real soon. I will be in Hildreth this afternoon, Lexington on Tuesday evening, and the Woodbury County Fair in Mobile, Iowa on Friday, August 5th. At a show I did last winter, I received a request for a poem that I had not had a chance to honor yet. I really do appreciate it when folks remember something I said long enough to think they want to hear it again. This poem was written quite a few years back, when we pulled bulls this time of year instead of just putting them out. I call this one Morning Person. She prefers to sleep kinda late, but she'll work on her chores until midnight, and if the kids sleep in, that's just great. After 9 o'clock, I'm indifferent. But I do like to rise with the sun, and I'll plan my day over cereal from a box, and I hit the road on the run. The other morning, while chewing my checks and planning what needed done soon, I thought if I could catch a ride to the back of the ranch, I'd have those bulls sorted by noon. So I stuck my head in the bedroom. Beth mistakenly opened an eye. I said, "Honey, since you're awake, can the trailer we take to the backside, let's give it a try." Jimmy was saddled and loaded. My plan was starting to swing. Beth stumbled to the truck. I was really in luck. I was nearly ready to sing, 'cause we got to the backside by sunup. Now that's a good early start. I pulled in the drive, turned that rig around, its company and mine soon to part. Out I hopped and went for the tailgate. Beth scooted over and took my place. And then the click of a gear rang clear in my ear, and panic came over my face. Folks that drive in their sleep aren't deep thinkers, and they're sure not the kind you can trust. For away she did go, with my horse still in tow, and I'm 5 miles from home, eating dust. I really had a lot of fun at the shows I did last week. For the show in Burwell, it was 102 when it started. For the Loop City show, it was down in the 70s and folks were wearing their jackets. You have to love this Nebraska weather. After the Burwell show, a new friend of mine, Chuck Cohn, gave me a copy of a poem that his grandfather had been very fond of. I can understand why. The poem is titled Envy. I have no idea when it was written or who wrote it, but whoever it was pretty good at getting into the head of a kid, or, as far as that goes, humans in general. My teacher says that I'm the best and smartest boy in school. I'm never careless like the rest. I never break a rule. If visitors should come to call, she has me speak a piece, or tell what makes an apple fall, or bounds the coast of Greece. You might expect that since my brain holds such an awful lot, I'd be extremely proud and vain, but oh, indeed, I'm not. For Willie Brown's a cleverer lad than I can hope to be. Why, I'd give anything I had to be as smart as he. He can't recite Hark, Hark the Lark. He's not the teacher's pet. He never gets a perfect mark in arithmetic, and yet, could I be he, I'd waste no tears on foolish things like sums, for Willie Brown can wag his ears and dislocate his thumbs. I hope that helps you keep things in perspective. If you get a chance, stop by the Homegrown webpage at www.rpsmith.us. It's always great to hear from the listeners. Thanks for riding along with me this morning. Please join me again next week for another edition of Homegrown.